人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图市政厅议员的候选人塞拉·纳尔森女士光临我们的节目，欢迎塞拉。
西雅图的西雅图电台的听众们，大家好。今天晚上是 we have invited Sarah Nelson.
Yeah.
For city council number position number 8 candidate to the show.
Sarah, you can say hello to our listeners.
Hello, listeners. My name is Sarah Nelson.
大家好，各位听众好，我的名字是莎拉·奈尔森。
好，那我简单介绍一下塞拉·奈尔森啊。那塞拉呢，他是加州大学政治专业毕业，后来呢在华盛顿大学获得人类学的博士，之后他曾经担任那个西雅图议员，一名议员Richard 的What's his name？ 他的Richard Collin 的助理，那么他也是一名创业者，所以他自己拥有一个酿酒公司啊。那么现在Sarah 呢正在竞选西雅图市政厅的第八席位的议员。我们非常荣幸有 Sarah 参加我们的节目。So that's a brief introduction of you.
Thank you. I believe you.
我很相信你讲的。
那我们很想知道 Sarah， 您为什么要参选这个西雅图市政厅的议员？
We're curious, Sarah. What motivated you to join the election this year?
I am a mother and a neighborhood small business owner, aformer council employee, advisor, and I feel that that is a combination that we need on council today. We need someone who has experience working in local government and also working in the business sector.
我本身是一位母亲，然后一个小企业的老板，同时我也曾经帮过政府的议员做过员工，所以说我有一个综合的地方事业的经验，同时我也是一个小企综合的一个经验的执行者，我觉得这一方面可以贡献给我们市议厅里面很大的贡献。
那我们知道西雅图市政厅第八号议席今年有八名候选人在竞选这个职位，竞争是非常的激烈。那您为什么觉得您是可以有胜选的把握的？
So we understand there are 8 candidates competing for position 8 council member this year, and so the competition is really fierce.Exactly what do you think you will be the one for us?
I am different from the other council candidates because, as I said, I have experience in government. I have a successful small business. At my business, I treat my workers very well. And we are recognized throughout. I have a small business. It's Fremont Brewing. So we brew beer.And we use very environmentally safe practices. We are in the top of the country when it comes to conservation.
Go ahead. 所以说，原则上，其实如同我说的，我在地方政府有经验， 我同时在小气方面我也还算蛮成功，我从我有一个小型的酿造厂叫做 Freemont， 我们酿啤酒的，那员工原则上是对他们非常之好，而且我们也做非常多的环保的措施在酿酒的过程当中。 So it's an environmental friendly brewing process.
Yes, and so to continue, I am the only candidate that actually has experience putting my values into practice every day at the job for the environment, for the community, and for my workers. I bring my knowledge from the government sector and I apply them at my business, and no one else in this race has that kind of experience of actually translating their values into actual action. It's one thing. Do you want to say that?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the pausing.
Okay.
原则上，我认为我对地方政府的一些概念，同时我在经营事业上、经营我的酿造厂上，融合了许多现在非常热门话题的环保的手段。再加上就是有这一些员工的支持，我认为这一些综合的经验可以让我在市议会里面发出异彩，因为现在参选的行列里面并没有任何另外一位人另外一位竞选的这个对手是有像我这样重复又多又综合性的一个性质的参选人。
Correct. I don't just talk, I do.
同时我是一个执行者，我就是下去做了，我不会光是空口说话。
我有点好奇，因为您是大学是学政治的，然后研究生博士是学人类学的，那后来为什么会创业做了一家啤酒的酿造厂？这是您创业就是做啤酒跟您学的人类学有什么关系？
What I'm curious about is that you studied politics in the undergrad and have a culture anthropologist PhD degree, but you end up brewing beer. Tell me, how did you do that?
Everything is about anthropology and politics and anthropology. It's about understanding people and bringing people together, understanding difference, and trying to, at my business, what I try to do is to create a place for people to come together and enjoy each other, and also produce, that's all I will say. So basically, anthropology is about people and all those things, politics, anthropology, beer, civic life. I want to bring people together and make people happy.
人类学当然就是学习人类，有关人类的学习。然而在酿酒的过程中，我把所有的人聚到一起，提供了一个聚会的场所，所有关于人的这个一些研究呢，我曾经很有兴趣，同时也很深入的去学习，所以我认为这并不困难，对我来说把它们全部连接起来。
所以喝啤酒是非常人性化的，是吗？
So you're saying that drinking beer is actually a human act?
I would say drinking anything together is a humane act.
我认为在一起喝任何东西都是非常人性的。
您喜欢做啤酒跟您小时候成长的环境有关系吗？
So, your liking of brewing, does that have anything to do with your childhood upbringing, perhaps?
No, I cannot take credit for brewing because it was my husband who was the home brewer. So that was his passion.
其实我不应该就是说酿啤酒归功于我，因为那其实一开始是我先生的一个嗜好，那是他开始开头做的一件事。
My passion is bringing people together, having a business where people feel that they are treated well, and we are producing a good product, and we are helping to have a positive impact on our community and our environment. I'm very concerned and involved in protecting the environment as well.
我的着眼点是在人，我就是一个非常人的人，我喜欢把我的注意力放在就是大家聚在一起的时候欢乐的事情，在他们聚在一起，人们聚在一起的这个情形，那是我的注重的地方。
很好。
Very good.
所以当初就是您特别喜欢您丈夫，当时可能是您男朋友做的啤酒是吗？
So that was your husband, maybe then boyfriend, who made the beer at the beginning.
And you liked it very much.
Yes, he was in law school, but making beer was a hobby, and he took over the garage. And then he took over the shed outside, and then he decided he wanted his own brewery. And so I said, okay, let's make this work.
对，他一开始是他的一个嗜好，然后他就霸占了车库，然后后来又增加在外面又增加了一个小房子啊，一个小活动房，然后他就觉得有一天他就宣布说这酿啤酒就是我的事业了。
Right.
我很好奇您博士毕业之后的工作的顺序啊，是您当了两年的大学老师是吧，然后是先做那个议员的Richard Conlin的助理，还是先开这个啤酒酿造公司的？
So exactly the order, you graduated from school and you started the
so first as a lecturer at university, right? College.
I will tell you the history.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Seattle in 1990, and I finished my PhD in
97. 1990年我来到西雅图，然后是1997年，
I taught university anthropology, women's studies for 2 years.
然后教了两年，在大学教了两年的
人类学。
人类学。
And then I started working at Richard Conlin's in about 2002.
然后在2002年左右是帮 Richard Conlin 这位议员做他的助理。
Yes, and that year I married my husband.
然后同年结了婚。
I had met him a couple of years before, so.
那是在两年以前遇上我先生的。
When we had very small children, he decided he did not like practicing law, and so he wanted to start his own brewery in 2008.
当小孩还小的时候呢，他忽然有一天，他虽然是学法律的，忽然有一天决定他并不想要执法，于是说他那时候小孩也很小，在2008年的时候决定开始正经的做酿造的事业。
So, I...left Richard Conlin's office for 2 years to help start the brewery.
就在那个时候我离开了 Richard Conlin 的办公室差不多两年，然后帮着做酿酒的事情。
And when it was stable, I went back to working in his office because I love public policy until 2013.
所以说一直到后来把酿酒事业安顿好之后，我又回到了 Richard Conlin 议员的办公室去，因为我那才是我真正喜爱的所在。然后一直到2013年，都一直帮他做事。
Correct. And when he left office, he was beat by Shama Sawant. I went back to help the brewery expand, and we had a major expansion in production for the past 2 years.
Which year was that?
That was in 2014 to about, you know, right before I decided to run for office.
Great time for revenge.
Yes, indeed.
2013年他被撒旺，就是 Richard Collins 先生被撒旺拉下来，所以说他就回家打道回府，开始做他的酿酒事业。当然，现在开始他决定一雪前耻，然后出来竞选。
May I tell you why I want to run for city council?
Sure.
I want to run because I believe I can add balance and common sense and the perspective of small business to a city council that I believe has gotten off track.
我觉得我可以把市议会这个现在有一点前后颠倒啊，也就是说
平衡
不是非常平衡的一个现象呢，把它给搬回来。现在的市议会坦白说就是有一点已经变成就是说本末倒置的一个不平衡法，基本的事情没有办法做到，于是希望能够把这个原状再恢复起来。
那我们知道就是像嘛Savant 他就是2013年就是竞选战胜了就是 Richard Collins 之后，他现在是在任的议员。那么我们的市政府也就是市政厅是不是还是需要像Richard Collins 那样的议员加入到这个市政厅，还是需要更多的下马？
So now you mentioned that it was the year someone got elected and therefore Mr. Collins got out of the city council. Do you think that at this present time, the council, do we need more of someone or do we need more of Mr. Collins?
I think that we need a more balanced perspective. It doesn't have to be Mr. Conlon, but the culture of, remember, I'm an anthropologist. The culture of council has changed. And I do not believe that they are focused on the most important things anymore, like basic services. I mean, police, fire, parks, roads.
Oh, okay. 我觉得并不是说以个人是不管是桑旺还是Colin谁进去做这个议员啊，原则上市议厅现在的气氛呢已经就是变成非常不平均，不就是很本末倒置。比方说一些基本的服务啊，像警察道路，还有就是甚至火灾等等，这一些市政厅的文化、市议会的文化都已经在改变，而变成没有效的一个服务。
Right, that's what I said. Just kidding.
You got it every word, I know.
那我们进一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KVRQ 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM, 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
老上海，新天地。为 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆上海上海是一家精致而时尚的餐厅，这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受，人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。 遇见了轻轻地问一声，你也在这里？让我们相约新天地，电话425-453-2828，425-453-2828。
西雅图中文电台携手西雅图中美总商会，将于9月2日星期六在 Bellevue 的希尔顿大酒店举办中美企业家论坛首届西雅图高峰会。
届时，美国智库布鲁金斯学会中国中心主任李成博士，美国总统川普的亚太顾问王田，奥巴马前总统的商务部全国副主管申克里和亚马逊公司副总裁李南燕等都将在上午的主会场做专题报告。
下午的峰会场将邀请科技、创业投资、教育留学、房地产、中美贸易、移民、法律、医疗保险等领域的知名企业和个人进行演讲。
9月2日的晚宴包括州市政府官员致辞、精彩的文艺演出以及抽奖等环节。
大西雅图地区本地人士参会费用168元起，详情请登录西雅图中文电台网站 ChineseRadioSeattle.com 或致电206-619-8698206-619-8698查询。
这是思想的华山论剑，这是智慧的巅峰碰撞。
9月2日中美企业家论坛，我们不见不散。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是西雅图市政厅第8号议员议席的参选人 Sarah Nelson。那塞勒呢刚刚也介绍了他的经历啊，就是他是出生在加州，然后1990年来到西雅图华盛顿大学求学，1997年获得博士学位，那后来呢有短暂的在一所大学里任教，之后呢他在西雅图市政厅一名议员那里担任助理，同时呢也和她丈夫一起开启了一个就是酿啤酒的厂，是吧，叫 Flament Brewery。 那么所以呢她有这个小企业的这个经历，那也有从政的经历。她呢是2017年7月7日西雅图时报 Seattle Times 啊，就是唯一支持的，就他这个职位上面唯一支持的那个候选人。So we know you got the endorsement from Seattle Times. For your position, and you are the only person got the endorsement from Seattle Times.
Yes.
那您能告诉我们，为什么您会得到西雅图时报的支持吗？
So you're the sole endorsement by Seattle Times. Can you tell us why they made such a decision?
I believe that they see a need for someone on council with a balanced perspective when it comes to business and other issues facing Seattle. They see that I am able, that I have, experience in city council, but I also bring a perspective from small business, and they believe city council, I mean the Seattle Times believes that the city council does not reach out or do anything to embrace the business sector in Seattle.
西雅图时报现在的想法是这样子啊，他觉得市政厅目前的状况呢，缺乏一个平衡。像我们刚刚也曾上一个阶段也讲过啊，那就是因为我的小企业，就是当一个小企业的身份，以及其他针对西雅图现在有的一些议题来说，西雅图的市政厅的现在的状况呢，他们需要有一个像这样子综合的角色来。那如果说他觉得他的实用的在市政厅里面呢，这样子来说是比较实用的一个背景。
More than that, I am someone who pays attention to the details of policy. I am not someone that will say tax the rich or the rent's too high. I am someone who takes very careful look at legislation and I'm not someone who is yelling slogans all the time. It's I take an approach to government, which means looking at the details to make sure that everyone benefits.
而且我呢，看政策的方法呢，我用放大镜仔细看细节啊。我不是说像其他的人呢，就是一直在喊口号啊，就是向有钱人征税，或者是说哦，一定要有房租的控制等等啊。我不是一个口号的人物。那我看议题的话，我看得很仔细，我要确定这一个立法成立之后，是否对大家都有用处，大家都可以就是沾上这个新的立法的好处。
Lastly, I am pragmatic and experienced.
同时呢，我是一个实用主义者，而且我非常有经验。
我很想知道您那个怎么描述您是一个教授、学者、人类学家，还是企业家，还是政治家？应该用什么词来形容你是最合适的
？So now we know your hats. You are a lecturer, an anthropologist, a entrepreneur, and a public servant. And exactly how do you think you should be called, or how do you wish to be called?
Ha, that is a great question. Grand Poobah, maybe? I don't know. You forgot Mushroom Hunter. I am a mushroom hunter.
Oh, 你还忘了一样，我喜欢去摘采野生的菇类、菇蕈类，
属于那个采蘑菇的。
Well, you have to understand what you're eating.
不是小姑娘。
I am a public servant and lover of life.
他说，我是一个我也是一个公一个人民的公仆，然后我是对热爱人生的一个人。
嗯，我们很想知道您的个人的经历啊，就是您小时候。出生在加州是什么地方？然后家里有几个兄弟姐妹？您的父母对您的影响大不大
？So, tell us about your childhood. Maybe in
Yes.
You mentioned that you were born in California, and share some stories about your upbringing, family, brothers, sisters, or family parents.
Okay, I have one sister. Who is 3 years younger than me, and we grew up in Sacramento, but my dad's parents lived in San Francisco, and that was very close, 90 minutes away. We saw them often. My grand... Go on.
Yeah, 我有一个妹妹啊，然后我是在沙加妹 3 year younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Your little sister. I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, 我一个妹妹，然后是沙加缅度生的。那我父亲其实是从三藩市来的，不过这中间就是一个90分钟的车程，很近的。
Yes. So, we would go visit my grandfather, my dad's father, in San Francisco very often, and he is the biggest influence in my life.
事实上，我父亲的父亲这一位祖父呢。我们时常去看他，然后他才是我真正生命中影响最大的人。
He was born in 1906. I was born in 1966. We are both fire horses.
Fire horses, what do you mean?
It's the Chinese astrology, Chinese fire horse.
Horse, yeah.
Yes.
That's, 他是属马的。
为什么加个 fire?
那他们喜欢比如说火马或者什么东西。
Oh, I see.
实际上就是
I got it.
The point
okay.
is, we have the same spirit.
Oh, I got it. The elements, the five elements. There you go. 所以说我祖父呢是1906年生的，我是1966年生的，所以变成我们两个都是属火马的一个生肖。
He was a scholar and he went to Taiwan in 1921.
他事实上是一位学者，曾经访问过台湾，1921年的时候。
那个时候是日本人统治的。
So that's a Japanese occupation during the time.
Yes.
Okay.
1921 it's.
Okay, he was there from about 21 to 19, no, 1920 perhaps to 1922 or 3. It was after he had finished school, he went to travel and teach English and learn Chinese.
Seriously. 祖父是差不多就是那个时候1920年到1922年之间曾经学校读完以后他就去台湾访问，然后那个时候最主要的目的是去学中文，
教英文学中文。
So teach English as well?
Yes. And he taught me, I have furniture that he brought back from China, Taiwan, and he taught me the love of travel and learning and wanting to understand other people.
他到现在，我到现在还有他曾当时从台湾带回来的一些家具的物件啊。他才是当时教给我如何去对人的一个热爱的一个人，最先的，在我生命中最先的人。
Yes, so that is a dear part of my childhood.
那是我这是小时候以来非常宝贵的一个部分。
那您到西雅图来有什么原因吗？就是加州也有很好的学校，而且您在加州大学学的是政治，然后为什么回到西雅图来学人类学？
But why Seattle you ended up with? Because California, you were studying politics and then traveled all the way to Seattle to study anthropology?
Yes, because I liked the program, the graduate program up here. But also, my dad was born in Seattle. And because my grandfather worked for the government, he was a statistician. Can you say that?
Yeah.其实说真，西雅图我当时看中了这个华大的这个人类学的这一个学科，他们有一个非常好的一个项目，所以我就搬过来了。然而还有一点就是我父亲原来就是出生地就是在西雅图，那我的祖父原先是一个学统计学的一位学者，他们那个时候是在西雅图。
So when I was growing up, my dad and my grandfather told me stories about how beautiful Seattle was. And they did not live here for very long, but I just remember them talking about it. So when I chose which graduate school, that was part of my decision to come to Seattle.
所以我从小就从祖父还有父亲那边耳熟能详西雅图是如何美丽的一个地方，虽然他们在这里住的时间并不是很长，但是我都是接受到了那个影响，所以当时在选研究院的时候我就决定到西雅图来。
I love the mountains and the water. I hike, I kayakI love the nature of this area.
那我坦白说喜欢这里的山，这里的水，那我还喜欢户外活动，健行，我也喜欢泛舟，所以说这变成一个非常理想的地点。
And the mushrooms.
当然还有所有的蕈类。
所有的蘑菇，从采蘑菇的小姑娘变成采蘑菇的大姑娘。
So you are a little girl foraging mushrooms, and now
yes.
You're becoming a mature woman still foraging mushrooms.
Yes, but not this summer. Too busy on the campaign, cannot find mushrooms.
这个当然不包括这个暑假这个暑期，因为要竞选实在是太忙了，没有时间去采蘑菇。
那选票会成为您的蘑菇。
So, well, you're collecting the votes, I suppose,
indeed, yes.
那我们知道您获得了博士学位之后也在大学任教，为什么又选择到议员的办公室去工作？
So there you got a PhD in anthropology, and also you were teaching in the college, in university. Why you wanted to end up in Mr. Collins' office?
City Councilman's office.
My career has been very incoherent. It's been, you know, anthropology, politics, beer, etc. The one thing...
And the mushroom.
The one thing that runs, the theme that unites my life is a desire to make a positive contribution, to do something good for the community.
虽然说我的这个事业啊，听起来就是好像就是各种方向都在发展啊，一会是一会是教书，一会是帮市政厅的议员做事，然后又有采菇，还有酿酒。但是我心中的一个主导的线呢，主要的就是非常明确的一直在引导我，就是我希望能够做点什么是所谓有正面贡献的。
好，我们再进一下广告，广告之后回来。
松鼠桂鱼从苏州游到了西雅图，苏州的白斩鸡也飞到了西雅图。坐落在 Bellevue 140街的苏州大红云餐馆是西雅图地区第一家正宗苏帮菜餐馆，由从厨苏州德月楼的赵师傅亲自掌厨。吃正宗苏州菜，请到苏州大红云餐馆，电话425-641-6011。
坐在大红云餐馆刚露菜，米大汉的发得了。
你知道西雅图有可能会经历大地震吗？灾难发生后，人们是否能够自己凭借自己的力量生存1到2周，是一个很重要的问题。那么我们需要怎么样做，才能让自己更好地去准备应对突发而来的灾难呢？在家里存好应急货物，比如水和食物，因为地震发生之后，超市和交通系统可能会瘫痪。和自己的家人做好计划，比如如果你们走散了，会去哪里汇合，以及如何联系对方。帮助您的邻居，灾难过后以身边的人齐心合力团结起来尤为重要。想要了解更多的信息，请访问 seattle.gov/beprepared。
热烈祝贺！
西雅图中文电台，
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 开播5周年。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是 Sarah Nelson， 他是西雅图市政厅第8号议席的议员的候选人。那么Sarah 呢也得到了西雅图时报的支持，而且是得到他的唯一的支持啊。那么Sarah Nelson 呢，他的经历非常的丰富，也非常的有趣。作为西雅图市政厅的议员的候选人呢，我相信西雅图市政厅这些议员每年都做出很多的重要的决定，而且能够决定这个市政府10几亿经费的使用，而且呢也要解决这个城市就是蓬勃发展的城市的很多的挑战。那我们也知道西雅图现在面临着发展跟更加可持续的，就是更加适于生活的这个城市的平衡啊，就是因为一方面蓬勃发展的话，另一方面交通拥挤啊，房价上升啊，或者这些有很多很多这样的问题。当然还有其他的问题，包括就是无家可归者啊，还有其他的等等等等的问题。那我相信那个 Sarah 在解决这些问题方面都有自己的想法，那就是您能不能给我们介绍一下？
So I understand that there are various issues that the city is facing regarding homeless situation, affordability, etc. Exactly what do you want to tell us about your proposition?
Let's start with affordability.
那我们先从就是负担能力开始想。
we need to build more housing, and that housing needs to be targeted in urban villages and urban centers and along transit lines. We just need to build more housing. That's the first step.
第一步就是我们就是得盖更多的房子啊，别无他法。然后这些房子呢，并且就是一定要在适当的公交工具频繁沿途建造，而且批准更多所谓的这个能够供给给经济适用房的一些来源。
But equally importantly, we need to retain our already existing affordable housing. Small apartments in small units need to be retained instead of torn down and destroyed for a high rise. That is what is happening in the International District.
同等重要的呢，就是我们也需要保存那些原先的虽然说是比较旧，但是比较小规模的一些所谓多用户的建筑物啊，然后我们现在是可以看得到，就是已经开始在拆了，然后建可能就是说摩天大楼型的一些更多的建筑物。我事实上在国际区啊，那个 Chinatown 的这个地区已经看到了。
So to retain existing affordable housing, we need to help small landlords. And there is a bill in Olympia that we need to pass that would provide a tax incentive for landlords to keep affordable units on the market for a certain amount of time.
所以说我们现在的当务之急就是要保护这些这些比较小的房子，小规模的一些房东啊。那现在正在奥林匹亚有在批一条这个所谓的法律啊，有关给比较小规模的房东一些所谓的税务上的一些减免。
That would allow for 6,000 units. I don't know if I said that.
可以立刻辟出差不多6,000户的这个用房。
The other side of affordability is jobs.
另外，就是负担能力的另外一面呢，就是当然就是工作。
And we need to protect small businesses because 60% of the employees in Seattle who work in the private sector work in small businesses.
我们必须要保护小型企业。为什么呢？在西雅图60%的这个工作呢，几乎都是小型企业，就是小型商户提供的。
So if there are no businesses, there are no jobs, there is no...paycheck, there is no mortgage or rent.
所以说没有了这个小型的商户或者是小型企业的话，就不会有这些工作一旦失去的话，那当然就是薪水也跟着走，这更不用谈什么房屋贷款。
那么从政府层面来说，特别是市政厅这个层面来说，创造更多的工作机会最重要的是什么？
So from the perspective of the government and the city council, exactly what is the most important issue to create more jobs?
I would say stop trying to destroy jobs.
当然就是至少你要不要去试着要去毁掉这些现有的工作。
I say that tongue in cheek, but... I believe that there is much that the city could do to help the business sector thrive instead of passing regulations that end up having unintended consequences on businesses and end up hurting their ability to stay in Seattle.
我这么说是因为我觉得市议会它原则上可以扮演小型企业的一个伙伴帮助的角色然而他在发就是立这些新的法律的时候呢，他必须要仔细想好所有的后果。如果说真的是能够帮得上呢，还是说一不小心造成了反效果？
I guess I said that.
好，那我们
you got it everywhere.
也知道那个西雅图有一些，比如说 Welcome City， 就是像现在的政策就是能够欢迎世界各国的移民，还有比如说 homeless， 就是流浪汉，就无家可归者这些比较棘手的一些那个挑战。那么我不知道呢，您对这两个方面是什么样的看法？
And so now that Seattle showed a very warm welcome to refugees and immigrants, in addition, on the contrary, there are existing homelessness issues. And so, from what do you think the city council should take the first approaches
on homelessness?
And both. Also both the refugee and the immigration, the immigrants.
Two very different situations. We need to welcome and protect immigrants and refugees. We are a country of immigrants, and it's immigrants that bring innovation and have made this country strong.
这是两excuse me, 这是两个话题啊。首先要讲就是移民的话呢，我们这个国家的属性原先就是由移民组成的。移民带来了新的主义，移民带来了更新的现象，所以说我们必须要做到能够保护他们，除了热烈欢迎外，我们也要做到保护的工作。
Yes, I do not believe that the influx of immigrants is causing homelessness. No, two separate issues.
Yeah, that's two questions.
So for homelessness, here's what we need to do. We need to stop doing.What we are doing.
至于讲到那个游民啊，无家可归的话呢，这是我们要需要做的。我们必须立刻停止我们现在所做的一切。
We have been spending more and more money, and the problem keeps getting worse and worse.
现在是钱越花越多，然后问题越来越大。
So we need to completely change the way that we deliver services, and we have.A consultant, we have some ideas that have been brought forward, and council has to have the political will to get rid of some providers and bring on new providers and create a better web of services.
那现在就变成就是说我们有帮游民提供了许多的服务啊，那但是呢现在的 council 他们必须要有意愿，就是说做这些做了那么久的事情没有用的话呢，先必须要再带另外的一些这些所谓的服务提供者进来做有效的服务。
Find more rapid rehousing, get people off the streets and into housing, whether or not they are sober, and then the last thing, substance abuse services.
那就是说在街上这些游晃的人呢，就是立刻找到房屋，然后让他们把他们从街上请到，就是说清除这个街道上的这些游民。还有另外一项最重要的事情，就是有吸毒犯的这些现象的人呢，我们必须要提供给他们所需要的服务。
好，我们节目时间有限，马上到我们节目的尾声了。今天非常有幸请到西雅图市政厅议员第八号议席的候选人 Zella Nelson 祝贺我们西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目。那在节目的最后Zella， 您能不能跟我们讲一下，如果有听众朋友想支持您，那么怎么支持您？
So, Sarah, we're going to wrap up, and it's very honorable to have you to the show today. And lastly, please tell our audience that if we want to support you, where to contact you and how.
Thank you very much. It was an honor for me to be on your show. I would appreciate your vote. And if you would like to volunteer or donate to my campaign, my website is sarahforcitycouncil.com. That is sarahforcity.com. Citycouncil.com. sarahforcitycouncil.com.
好，那 非常高兴，我如果也有能够收到你的选票，那简直就是太高兴的事情了。我也非常希望收到您的选票。那除此之外，如果您希望愿意做志工，或者甚至愿意乐捐的话，请写到我的地址是 sarahforcitycouncil.com， 来拼一下 s a r a f o r c i t y c o u n c i l dot com。
在节目最后，您是不是给我们听众朋友讲一句话
？And be sure to vote by August 1st。
确定一定要在八月一号之前，请投下神圣的一票。
八月一号是我们那个初选 primary election 的 date， 日期啊。那您是不是给我们听众朋友讲最后一句话？
August 1st is the primary election day.
That's true.
And please wrap up with one.Word
sentence.
For our audience,
Chinese Radio Seattle.
For our
listeners,
Chinese Radio Seattle's audience.
I want to know more about your community, and I'm honored to be on this radio show. You make Seattle a great place. Thank you.
我希望能够更进一步的了解您的社区。然后我今天到这个节目来，非常高兴。谢谢。
Thank you.
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
老公，咱该换车险了。我们同事家选了奥家保险，服务态度好，安全有保障，听说还特别划算，一年能省343块呢。
奥家保险代理，车险防险为您一家保驾护航。详情请咨询206-818-4133。206-818-4133。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼，提供500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵，尽在中国海景大酒楼。China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688，206-286-1688。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698。206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。